The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this was a very, very interesting email. Grace Fiala writes, my mother lives in Arkansas and is battling cancer. It's curable, but her doctor told her to pray. He hasn't returned my calls, but I'm concerned he is not giving her the full treatment possible, but urging prayer. Aren't physicians banned from injecting their personal beliefs? So she goes on to say that he won't return her calls. Apparently, the mom is having some treatment. This is a very, very interesting case. And I Grace Taylor, I wish you could call because I have tons of questions. I'm sure my listeners would love to find out a little bit more about what the cancer is and what's going on. But there's a couple points we could still talk about while waiting to find out, you know, what the situation actually is. Okay. So, first and foremost, okay, can a doctor suggest prayer? Absolutely. I did. I mean, I don't practice now anymore because I teach at Toro University. I closed my practice about a month or two ago. But I would always suggest prayer to those who wanted it. So, for example, you know, if somebody asked me to pray with them, I would. If I went to the hospital and they were doing well, and I'd be like, you know, thank God. And they go, oh, you believe in God? I go, of course I do. Like, can we say a prayer together? So if somebody was not a believer, okay, of a certain faith or whatever, I want to tell them, go pray. I mean, I would never, like, so for example, okay, if I diagnose somebody with cancer, I would not turn around and say, you know, you're screwed. You need to go pray. That's all I could do for you. Go pray. No. It doesn't work like that. You know, but when we're waiting for test results or when we're, you know, hoping that the treatment took and we're waiting when we can do another PET scan. And I have patients sit there and go, look, what do I do? In the meantime, I am beside myself. I will suggest, if you want, you could pray. And I think it's very, very therapeutic. And I do think it's effective. You know, so while we're waiting for test results to come back, while we're waiting to see if the treatment worked, absolutely. So for those people that do welcome religion, then, of course, I'm going to encourage they use it. For those that don't, no, I don't bring it up. So, injecting, as you put it, a doctor's beliefs, that's a whole nother issue, okay? Injecting a belief would be, let's say a doctor does not believe in birth control, and you paid for a visit, you came in, you asked them for birth control, and they turned to you and said, no, I don't believe in it. You should not have birth control. It's bad. You're going to go to hell. And you need to abstain or wait till you're married to have sex. Or okay, so a doctor doing that, I don't want to say it's banned, but that's frowned upon. Okay? You know, if you don't want to prescribe birth control, then you need to let patients know before they spend the money and they come back and see you. There's an ethical responsibility. You have to let them know, look, you know, you're not going to take their money and do business with them if you're not going to willingly offer what they need because, you know, it's against your beliefs. Now, a doctor, on the other hand, does not have to practice against his beliefs. If he does not want to perform an abortion, and he believes abortion is killing a fetus and taking a life, he does not have to do it. Okay? I mean, we doctors have a right to perform or we have a right to abstain and to not perform something that we don't feel comfortable with. However, if let's say you need a blood transfusion and we don't believe in blood transfusions, that could be a problem. So that's where there's a gray area, okay? Yeah.
So let's say you've got you're a medical staff at a prison and you've got some horrible guy who comes in and for whatever reason you're asked to take care of him. But you morally just don't feel comfortable saving the life of somebody who's, I don't know, did the next 9/11, you know, horrible thing, terrible person. Are you able to say no? Are you able to refuse to save a life?
You know, that's interesting. I think you are, but most of us don't. I mean, I took care of somebody who had Nazi swastika tattoos all over him, and I treated him like any other patient. And I think the reason why we do that is, I mean, I took care of somebody who, you know, flew a plane into the World Trade Center on September 11th. Unfortunately, I took care of him before I knew he was going to do it. There are doctors that work for the police and the prison system. If somebody didn't want to take care of those patients, they would not choose to work for the prison system. So there are ways around it. But for somebody like me who was in the ER, I didn't care how much of a bad guy you were. Because see how I look at it is if let's say one of those September 11th you know, guys came back, okay, and the guy that I had seen comes back to see me, I would want to keep him alive. So, you know, our government could then prosecute him and try him to their extent of the law. I would not want death to be an easy way out for anybody. So for me, I think there would even be more of a reason to want to take care of these people and keep them alive so they could face their punishment. But that's interesting. I mean,
say, it also, you know, you were talking about the guy with all the Nazi tattoos. And I mean, isn't that a great way to culturally reach out and reach across the divide there and just say, hey, you know what? You obviously probably hate me for no good reason, but you know what? I'm going to help you anyway.
Exactly. I told that. I go, I'm a Jew. All right. I don't care if you don't like it, but I'm here to save your life. So lump it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is so true. They say nearly half of men are going to die of embarrassment for those that have skin cancer because they don't want to look like a wussy talking to their doctor about a lump or mole that they have. This idea of being macho or masculine was research in a study of 1,000 men being questioned, and more than a third admitted having been worried about their health to such an extent that they have been kept awake at night But despite this, 14% said they would put off reporting worrying symptoms like a lump or a suspicious mole. And more than 10% who have noticed changes in their health in the last year have put off seeing a doctor because they are frightened that the symptoms might be a sign of something serious. So another survey of over 600 men working in the building industry, the construction industry, found 43% would not talk about symptoms such as a lump, suspicious mole, or pain in case it was thought that they were making a fuss. Almost a quarter admitted that they would feel discouraged from seeking help because they were too embarrassed. Now, this is despite research showing that men are 60% more likely to get cancer and 70% more likely to die of the disease than women. So we have men being more at risk for cancer and dying of cancer, and them being less likely to go to the doctor or medical provider and be checked. There was an electrical engineer, 54 years old, Steve Stassos, who was diagnosed with bladder cancer in 2008. He says, I first noticed something wasn't right when I was unable to urinate during the night, but it never crossed my mind that it could be cancer. Eventually, I was diagnosed, and it felt like the world was closing in on me. As I went through treatment, I noticed a lot of guys going through it all at the same time as me, and they had clammed up and weren't talking about their diagnosis. Very quickly, it became clear we were all desperate to talk about what we were going through, but had just been too scared to voice our thoughts for fear of embarrassment. So he writes, despite being afraid of talking to my friends, family, and colleagues about my diagnosis, I did open up, and it was a relief once I did. They may not have fully understood what I was going through, but I knew that they were there for me, and there was nothing to be ashamed of. Okay, this guy's a stud. Okay, good for him. By the way, evolutionary-wise, not in our best interest to talk about being sick. If you ever notice your cat or dog, etc., when they're sick, they basically hide. They go into a dark corner. And one, they're in pain, so they don't want the kids running around and, you know, jumping on them and giving them hugs and, you know, going, you know, like I do with the animals. All right. But, you know, another reason is they don't need the alpha males to see that they are compromised. So from an evolutionary standpoint, we don't want people to know that we're sick. And so, to me, it makes perfect sense why men won't say anything. It makes absolutely perfect sense. So, we have a problem, because I'm a doctor, and I can't do nothing for you if you don't tell me what's going on. So, here I am waiting for somebody to come in with a mole that I could cut out, and I could treat, and I you know, and here you are not coming in, and it's a problem. So, you know, remember I told you a lot of men won't eat like salads in front of people because they think they're too macho. This macho idea I don't get, especially when the newer generation is less tough, rough, and John Wayne than our generation and our previous generation was. I don't get that, people. And, you know, I think there's also a new trend and a new, what's the word, behavior? Maybe trend is the word. Ideology of you don't run to the doctor when you need something. Well, if you're not going to the doctor, if you feel like you are, quote unquote, running to the doctor, then you're not going to get checked. So we're going to have a population of people that are letting things brew and letting things grow and watching and waiting because they don't want to look like weenies. Now, many of us who grew up in the 80s, that no pain, no gain, that was a very, very common theme where you don't complain about it. I mean, you know, if you're hurting during a sports injury, you know, it's very interesting. There's a dentist I went to school with, and we were at my kid's lacrosse game, and we were talking, and he goes, I don't ever remember playing football or playing sports, anybody blowing out their knees, blowing out their shoulders, blowing out, you know, he doesn't remember those types of injuries being very common. And I found that very fascinating. I don't remember people in sports, needing to be all, needing to call out as much. It is. It's an interesting theory. I mean, we may, now have a population of people that just seem to get injured more. I think it's also lack of milk. I notice there's a lot more broken bones. Kids are breaking their bones more often, and you're like, why is that? Well, because they've had a choice of not drinking milk. Well, when we grew up, there was no choice. You were breastfed. Maybe formula started. Maybe formula was starting to be a little bit more commonplace and more accepted. But you drank milk. And even after you drank, milk allergies, peanut allergies, I'm not sure what is going on. I'm not sure if we are unfortunately evolving into a weenier species. And I hate to say that, but I mean, look at what's going on here. So something's got to be done. Something's got to be looked at. Speaking of bladder cancer, by the way, arsenic in drinking water from private wells may explain an elevation of bladder cancer that they're seeing in three New England states. Get this. Bladder cancer rates in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont have been about 20% higher than the national rate for more than 50 years, according to researchers. And they said this difference was not explained by factors like smoking or job exposures, etc. Now, we know that arsenic is an established cause of bladder cancer. And this is because of, observational studies. And this senior study was done by Deborah Silverman, Chief of Occupational Environmental Epidemiology Branch at the U.S. National Cancer Institute. But more evidence is showing that low to moderate levels of exposure could increase risk. And as well as one of my listeners had called in a couple of days talking about the bioaccumulation, the buildup of this. So many people in these states have private wells. These private wells are not maintained by municipalities and therefore are not subject to federal regulations. So if these wells contain arsenic, that could unfortunately be causing them to have bladder cancer. Now, possible sources of the arsenic in the wells could include the natural release of arsenic from rock, or pesticides that were used on crops back in the 1920s and 1950s. So the researchers looked at 1,200 newly diagnosed bladder cancer patients with more than 1,400 people without bladder cancer that lived in the same area. And they looked at, occupation, smoking, wood-burning stoves, etc. And they believe this could be coming from the drinking wells. So what do you do if you think you're at risk for bladder cancer? By the way, these wells are about 50 feet deep and a greater risk, less than 50 feet deep, greater risk for contamination. Very simple thing you do. Get a urinalysis, and if there's blood in the urine, okay? If you're a woman who has her period, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll recheck the urine after your period. But guys, if you have any blood in the urine, that's not normal. Some people do naturally have blood in the urine, but you need to have that evaluated. So any blood in the urine, when you're not having your period, guy or girl, go and see a urologist. The urologist could do a urine cytology to look for cancer cells in the urine, or even less fun, do a cystoscope, where they take a scope and they go up the urethra and look around the bladder, and they see where the source of the blood is coming from. But a way to diagnose bladder cancer, yes, you can also have a CAT scan, you can also have an ultrasound, but we usually do a cystoscope to look around because small cancers could be missed on ultrasound and CAT scan. And then once evaluated, they treat it. Bladder cancer is very treatable. But unfortunately, bladder cancer needs to be addressed early. And if not, it spreads, and then you're losing body parts. And now you have to have catheters, and if it goes to the colon, rectal bags, and it's not good. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Johnson & Johnson must pay $55 million to a 62-year-old South Dakota woman who, remember this? She blamed her ovarian cancer on the company's talcum powder. This is the second such trial lost this year. Right now, Johnson & Johnson is accused in more than 1,000 lawsuits in state and federal courts of ignoring studies linking its shower-to-shower product and Johnson's baby powder to ovarian cancer. Women contend the company knew the risk and failed to warn customers. In February, Johnson & Johnson lost a $72 million verdict in the same St. Louis courthouse to the family of a woman who died of ovarian cancer. So the more talc verdicts that come down against them, according to Carl Tobias, who teaches product liability law at the University of Richmond in Virginia, this adds to the public's growing distrust of their baby powder, which is one of their iconic products. Johnson & Johnson, one of their biggest products is their Johnson & Johnson baby powder. There are both economic and reputational issues that may motivate them to start thinking about a global settlement in these cases. They say Johnson & Johnson should consider setting up a settlement program to dispose of the talc cases. Over 1,000 cases, we're hearing. State court jurors Monday awarded $5 million in compensation and $50 million in punitive damages to Gloria Reitesund. She was diagnosed with cancer in 2011 after using Johnson & Johnson's talc-based feminine hygiene products for almost 40 years. Her cancer right now, she underwent a hysterectomy, is in remission. According to her lawyer, Alan Smith, science has been simple and consistent over the last 40 years. There's an increased risk of ovarian cancer from the genital use of talc. See, this is crazy. I mean, I just remember growing up and my mom saying, don't put anything like talcum powder or anything there because it goes up inside. And, I mean, so let's say I was a teenager 30 years ago. And I remember the women in my family saying, don't use that stuff. So you're like, okay, I guess. It's a shame because I always knew that you just don't put anything down there like that. Johnson & Johnson is the world's largest maker of healthcare products. Now, they have denied any link between talc and ovarian cancer or any need to warn women, according to Bloomberg.com. The company is appealing the verdict, according to Carol Goodrich, a Johnson & Johnson spokeswoman. Unfortunately, she says, the jury's decision goes against 30 years of studies by medical experts around the world that continue to support the safety of cosmetic talc. Johnson & Johnson has always taken questions about the safety of our products extremely seriously. So the jurors voted 9-3 for Reitesund. The minimum required, the panel initially voted 7-5. The jurors struggled to agree on whether talc was a contributing factor in ovarian cancer. After we agreed on that, everything was easy. We felt like they knew for decades that they should have put a warning on this product. Now, this is, I guess, the third trial to go before a jury. There was also Jackie Fox, who died at age 62. And right now, I guess thousands of women or their family members have contacted plaintiff's attorneys after the Jackie Fox verdict. And now they are reviewing over 5,000 potential claims. And so this is crazy. Now, accordingly, one document, okay, Johnson & Johnson document showed that the company was aware of health concerns since the mid-1970s. That was probably the same article that my mom read back in the 70s, which is what she yelled at me about in the 80s. A 1992 document suggested targeting women who were high users of talcum powder to boost sales. Well, I mean, from a marketing standpoint, I'm not surprised that they would, you know, obviously suggest, targeting women. I mean, you know, women are a huge demographic for buying products. That doesn't surprise me too much. The three jurors that sided with Johnson & Johnson said, I just thought there was a lack of evidence. So here's the other thing, too. I mean, again, unfortunately, after the O.J. Simpson trial, many of us, we don't know what to think of court cases. And we don't know what to think of in terms of, you know, I mean, this is a court case that's extremely important because we're talking about ovarian cancer. And we're talking about a product that is very commonly used. And what a lot of people aren't talking about in the media is when you change a little girl's diaper, many people have used talcum powder on the tushy of the baby because they want to prevent diaper rash. And I actually, that was something, you know, my parents would use, you know, my brother was born when I was 15 and a half, so I basically took care of him. And they always had the talcum powder nearby, and I'm like, well, I don't really want to put talcum powder on him because he's going to breathe it in. But talcum powder was used to prevent diaper rash. So I would, you know, when I changed the diaper, then you know, the little tushy was there. Then I put the talcum powder on the tushy, and then it was so funny because I was touching so full of talcum powder. And then he would fart, and then the talcum powder would go poof, and it'd be all over the place. Everybody thought it was funny, but I'm like, guys, don't breathe this stuff in. I worry about this kind of thing. Don't breathe this stuff in. But if this is really true, where talcum powder actually will go up a vaginal canal, go into the uterus, climb up a fallopian tube, and damage an ovary. Now, I don't really seeing that happen with infants, but what if in a sexually active female, something like this would happen, okay? And I guess maybe the sperm bring up the talc with it. This is a very serious allegation. And this is something that we need to investigate. Because there are a lot of women using products. Okay? And I mean, we doctors say, look, don't use products prior to your exam. Don't, people, trust me. And now we have a much more sexually active population than we did before. So people are using more and more products. They're also doing plastic surgery down there. They're, I don't know, doing selfies that we now call velfies. Okay, and I mean, it's crazy what people are doing right now to areas that really should have been closed for years. Okay, and just left alone. Okay, your body knows what to do. Your body doesn't know what to do with all this stuff. But I mean, if talcum powder really, truly, and I'm not saying it does. I'm just saying I always believed it did because my mom would scare the heck out of me. Telling me not to use that stuff. But I mean, if it really does cause issues, we need to know. Now, unfortunately, we can't let a legal case with jurors decide the science. Okay, we have three jurors that go, the science wasn't there. And then you have other jurors that might have said, you know what, this woman died, okay, or this woman was afflicted with ovarian cancer. You know, Johnson & Johnson is a big, huge company. They're making all these profits. I believe the lawyer that they are a bad guy, so I'm going to rule against them. You know, we don't know what the thinking is. We don't know if a lot of people wanted to go home. You know, this is a big concern that they had with the O.J. Simpson trial. It had gone on for months that these people just wanted to go home. We're talking about life or death here. So, you know, if the jury liked the explanation of the proof and they thought that it was adequate enough to show that it causes cancer, share that. Let's find out what's going on. But, you know, Johnson & Johnson, you know, I don't believe they're a stupid company. I mean, if their product could possibly cause cancer, you put the warning. Yeah, I mean, if the warning is what's preventing you from losing these suits, put the gosh darn warning. But if there really is no science behind it, somebody's got to figure this out and figure this out fast because it is one of the most popular products out there. And ovarian cancer is nothing to mess with. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, many times when our kids were sick, what did we do? We gave them a little bit of apple juice. And we liked apple juice better than orange juice because orange juice seemed to be more acidic and their tushies were kind of sore. And apple juice was just easier for them to drink. They liked the taste. It was easier on their tummies. Well, now there's a study saying this apple juice may actually cure gastroenteritis quicker. Now, gastroenteritis is a very common disease type, okay, infection that, or I shouldn't say infection, it's a very type of condition, a very common type of condition that kids get and grown-ups get. Basically, what ends up happening is you get nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, upset tummy, and so gastroenteritis is enteritis of or inflammation of the gastrointestinal system. It could be the upper or it could be the lower. So, unfortunately, though, young kids could die from a simple gastroenteritis because of the diarrhea. If they don't stop diarrhea, having diarrhea, or they don't stop vomiting, they could dehydrate. So oral rehydration is very, very important. In this new study, they found children with mild gastroenteritis and minimal dehydration responded better if given a glass of half-strength apple juice. They were less likely to need IV, go to a hospital, or visit a family doctor. Now, this comes from scientists from the University of Calgary. They say in many high-income countries, the use of dilute apple juice and preferred fluids may be an appropriate alternative to electrolyte maintenance solution used in children with mild gastroenteritis and minimal dehydration. The study gave watered-down apple juice or apple-flavored electrolyte maintenance solution to 647 children who were basically 6 to 60 months with gastroenteritis. Then they analyzed if the child needed follow-up treatment if they still had symptoms. The symptoms cleared up faster, and children given apple juice were also less likely to suffer significant weight loss or dehydration in the next 7 days. It found 25% of those who drank the electrolyte solution still needed additional treatment compared to only 17% who drank the apple juice and their favorite drink. So, not the biggest study in the world, but definitely definitely promising. So, in my house, we always have apple juice and we always have some Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola seems to really help with the nausea. And unless you're vomiting profusely, we find that the Coca-Cola syrup, it has to be, I don't want to use the word watered down, but it has to be Coca-Cola that is flat. Flat Coca-Cola, like the Coca-Cola syrup, that seems to work well. And so, you know, many patients seem to be pretty happy because it feels good. It's good with Coca-Cola, you know? I mean, it's, I love Coca-Cola, even though I think it is evil when it comes to weight gain and metabolism, etc. It is amazing when it comes to helping with nausea. So I'm a huge fan, and we always have some Coca-Cola in the house until somebody drinks it, and then somebody throws up, and then I have to yell at them for, you know, because now we don't have any Coca-Cola. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 50% of teens, half of teens, think they're addicted to their smartphone. All right? A new poll confirms that teens know they depend on their phones and are possibly addicted to their mobile devices. A larger number of parents, 59%, said their teens were addicted. Now, the poll involved 1,200 interviews with parents and their children aged 12 to 18. And technological addiction, which we've talked about on the show and we're going to talk about again, is very, very common and it could happen to anyone. Even those of us that do not have addictive personalities are at risk for technological addiction. And this is a 21st century addiction that, Holland Hales is a digital detox expert, consciously connecting a simple process to reconnect in a disconnected world. She goes, if your teens would prefer gaming indoors alone or opposed to going out to the movies, meeting friends or burgers or any other ways that the kids used to build camaraderie, you have a problem. Now, a 2011 review of 18 research studies found that internet addiction affects between 0 and 26% of adolescents. Now, that was back in 2011. A lot has changed in 5 years. Now, two-thirds of parents, 66%, think their teens spend too much time on the mobile devices. 52% of teens agree. But get this, okay? The schools are fueling this. My son was on his iPad for 5 straight hours yesterday. And he said he was doing homework. Now, he probably stuck a YouTube video and he stuck a game on there. But they're doing their homework on iPads. What's it doing to their eyes? What's it doing to their heads? Nearly 80% of teens in the new survey said they check their phones every hour. 72% said they felt the need to immediately respond to texts and social networking messages. 36% of parents said they agreed with their child daily about device use, and argued with their child daily. So, I argue with my kids all the time. Daily. Is there a choice for 5 times a day? And 77% of parents feel their children get distracted by their devices and don't pay attention when they are together at least a few times a week. So the good news to this is at least the kids are seeing it. You know, these kids are going, wait a second here, I have a problem. So that's definitely promising. Okay, so what do we do about it though? You know, one thing I have to say that I've noticed is I love getting an answer back quickly. And there are some people I get to work with in media where I will get a text back from them immediately. Some of them are even on air. And I don't mean to bother them on air. I forget that they're on air or whatever, and they will text me immediately. And I love the idea of not having to wait for an answer. So I like to return the favor. When I get a text, I don't want to be passive aggressive and let it sit on my phone for an hour or two. I like to turn right back around and text them back so they get their answer. Also, I mean, when you do what I do, you know, in media and stuff, I mean, ideas, when they happen, you want it to go to fruition. You know, I understand sometimes waiting a little while and you know, letting something breathe or seep a little bit, you know, can you know, make you more level-headed. But when it comes to ideas and making magic happen, sometimes you need that initial magic, that initial flow. For those of you in creative sort of occupations, you know what I'm talking about. If there's an idea, you want to run with it. And so I think a lot of us, we want the return call. We want the return text. We want the immediate discussion. Plus, our memories are fading. So I'll have to talk to my husband about something. He'll call me back 2-3 hours later, and he's like, so what do you want to talk about? I don't know. It's gone. The idea's gone. I mean, what if I was ovulating? Okay, and I wanted him to meet me to have sex. Not going to happen because I forgot about it. So this is, we have an issue. And, you know, parents have a problem too. The parents are complaining about their kids, but the kids watch their parents. You know, I'm sitting in the middle of dinner and all of a sudden my phone is just blowing up. Somebody died or somebody whatever and the media. And so, you know, okay, I got that. I'll post it on mine. I'll whatever. You know, and you... You know, we all do that. And you know, parents are just as bad. 69% of parents check their devices at least hourly compared to 78% of teens who say they do that. And nearly half, 48% of parents feel they need to immediately respond to texts. Now, get this. What a piece of good news with this is, now you have a means for a punishment, okay? If your kids are so addicted to their cell phone, and they love their cell phone so much, that you don't have to spank them, okay? Like, we're not supposed to be spanking them or anything like that. If I tell my son that his phone is gone, and that's how I do it, I'm like, your phone is gone. Your phone is mine right now. It's like, oh, and it works. I could control him by his phone. It's kind of nice. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 844-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.